Baba, come quick! It was late at night when Aya Mary shook me awake. After many urgent hisses, she managed to drag me out of sleep and pull me, pyjamaed and yawning, down the hall. On the landing outside our flat was mixed up the quarter, huddled up against the wall, weeping. He had a black eye, and there was dried blood on his mouth. "What happened?" I asked Mary, shocked. "Men," wailed mixed up, "threaten, beat." He had been in his lounge earlier that evening when the sporting Maharaja of P burst in to say, "If anybody comes looking for me, okay? Any tough guy type guys, okay? I am out, okay? Oh, UT, don't let them go upstairs, okay? Big tip, okay?" A short time later, the old Maharaja of B also arrived in Mechir's lounge, looking distressed. "Suno, listen on," said the Maharaja of B. "You don't know where I am, understood? Some low persons may inquire. You don't know. I am abroad, acha, on extended travels abroad. Do your job, porter. Handsome recompense."